This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
News with Chris Barnes.
Day 14 of the partial government shutdown that's affecting over 800,000 government workers. Last night, the new Democrat-controlled House approved a package of funding bills, but they do not include money for President Trump's border wall, so they're unlikely to advance. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says President Trump is doing the right thing by insisting on that border wall funding.
Border security is an important part of American sovereignty and keeping Americans safe. There is a central role to make sure that we know who's coming in and what is coming into our country, and President Trump is doing the right thing.
President Trump hosting congressional leaders for another meeting at the White House about it today, but no breakthroughs are expected. The December jobs report from the government just out, the U.S. adding 312,000 jobs last month. The jobless rate ticked up slightly to 3.9%. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
With Democrats now in control of the U.S. House, there is more and more talk of efforts to impeach President Trump. This Republican lawmaker says,
"This is ridiculous."
Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins speaks after word comes that California Democrat Brad Sherman is planning on reintroducing impeachment articles he first filed in 2017. Collins says,
"I mean, they have been trying to impeach this president from almost day one. If they could have filed articles of impeachment in November of 16, after he won the election, they would have done it then. Donald Trump has brought and done what he said he was going to do. He's brought America jobs. He's taken away regulations. He's fought to keep our borders safe."
Collins speaking last night on Hannity on Fox News. The Department of Homeland Security is reportedly planning to ask the Pentagon to send more troops to the U.S.-Mexico border to help erect more barbed wire and fencing. Those additional troops and engineers would help with 130 more miles of wire at the southwestern border. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The foreign minister of Afghanistan is taking issue with President Trump's claim in a tweet earlier this week that the former Soviet Union was, in his words, right to invade Afghanistan back in 1979. The Kabul government is now asking for a formal clarification on President Trump's comments. A Republican senator who got in some hot water earlier this week because of an op-ed piece he penned is now saying he wants to work with everyone in Washington. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg with more.
Republican senator from Utah, Mitt Romney, is still drawing a lot of attention and heat from Republicans over an op-ed that he penned earlier this week criticizing President Trump. Senator Romney says he believes he can work with both sides of the aisle.
I look forward to working with the Republicans and with Democrats, working with the President, members of the House and the Senate. We'll have some differences, and I expect that each senator and each representative will express their own views as they think best. I'm not worried about what other people think about what I have to say.
Again, that report filed by USA Radio's Tim Berg. The National Geographic Channel is suspending celebrity astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson's Star Talk series while an investigation into sexual misconduct allegations against him moves forward. Several women have accused Tyson of inappropriate sexual advances. He's been defending himself in Facebook posts. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I know a place where we can go to lay the troubles down, even your soul. I know a place where mercy flows. Take the stains, make you.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Let's go down, down, down to the river.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Stephen Strang is back with us, author of the new book, Trump Aftershock. And previously, when we last spoke with Stephen on a couple of occasions, we talked about his celebrated book, God and Donald Trump. He is the CEO of Charisma Media and founder of Charisma Magazine, as you'll recall. Stephen, good to have you back with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. It's a privilege to be with you.
Well, the honor is ours, Stephen, and especially when we're talking about this new book that is still yet to be released in the first week of November, so we'll give everybody a heads up on that, and we're getting a little bit of a preview of Trump Aftershock, the president's seismic impact on culture and faith in America. And I almost want to say that's a bit of an understatement, because it really has been a seismic impact on the culture and faith, right?
I agree with you 100%, and of course that's why I wrote the book. If his election was an earthquake that nobody saw coming, All of these things that have happened since then I call aftershocks, and that's all of his accomplishments. Mm-hmm. You know, he gets very little credit in the mainstream media for his accomplishments, but I mean, when you read a list of them, which is actually in the appendix, a very like an 8-page list of all of his accomplishments up until the time the book went to press, it's really, really impressive. But there's other kinds of aftershocks, too, which you're well aware of, the not-so-good kind, you know, where the left has just gone crazy. And, you know, they even talk about Trump derangement syndrome, because some people are so much against this president. Yet I believe that he's doing a fantastic job. And this was my way to try to put all of this on the record in a way that other writers and journalists have not done.
Exactly. Well, Stephen, when you consider what he has, to your first point, in terms of accomplishments, his, you know, promises made, promises kept, I think the number is close to 300 actual items that you could check off that the president has promised and that he has effected on behalf of we the people, is it not?
Well, I don't know the exact number, but it's amazing. From the booming economy to what I call in the book muscular diplomacy, where instead of leading from behind like Obama did, you know, Trump knows how to negotiate. You know, for example, he told the South Koreans, he said, you know, you're a rich country. I've been over there five times. I've seen it. Every bit as you know, developed as the United States, and they have Samsung and all those cars and so forth. He said, we're spending $1 billion to defend you. Why don't you pay it? And the South Korean president said, well, nobody's asked.
Nobody asked, exactly.
And so they decided to pay. And there's other examples like that. And then sometimes he'll do something like call Kim Jong-un Little Rocket Man, and he gets, and the president gets all this criticism that, you know, he's going to spark World War III, and exactly the opposite happens. Kim Jong-un comes to the negotiation table, and while, you know, the jury is still out on how that's going to work out, some good things have already happened, including the fact that he's not testing any more missiles, not one, since he met with, or since actually he agreed to meet with the president. And so I think that, you know, that's an example of how he's done internationally. Plus, something that's very important to me as a conservative Christian is his attitude toward Israel.
Yeah.
You know, Obama was so, how should I say it, almost hostile toward Israel, that when Netanyahu came to the White House to visit him, instead of inviting him for dinner, which would be the custom with a head of state, he said, you know, excuse me, I need to leave the meeting now because I have to have dinner with my family. I mean, it was just this kind of a slap in the face, and it was indicative of his attitude. Trump, on the other hand, did something that Obama, nor Bush, nor Clinton did, and that is move the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. You know, Congress passed that law in the late 90s, and every president, when it came time to do it, would do a six-month extension because they said, well, if we do it, there's going to be rioting and there's going to be war. And, you know, while there's been some unrest, it's no more, at least in my opinion, than the unrest that, you know, goes on between the Palestinians and the Israelis on an ongoing basis. There certainly has not been the war that was predicted. And I just so admire the president for doing that, partly because the Bible says that God blesses those who bless Israel. And I believe that was a great blessing to Israel. And I really admire the president for having the will and the determination to make that happen.
Well, and he's done that time and again, as you mentioned, in dealing with Kim Jong-un, dealing with Russia, NATO, for example, same story as with the South Koreans. He goes to NATO, says, hey, look, at you guys promised 2%. You should be paying 2%. They said, well, nobody asked. But then before he went to ask that question, or even after he asked that question, same response from the mainstream media and all these people who I think who are they are very well marginalizing themselves. Steve, and, you know, you and I are men of faith. And, you know, when we read the Old Testament and how, you know, the office of the prophet was treated, and that is that, look at your office as a prophet was validated by the results of what it was that you were prophesying. And prophesying is really, when you really think about it, there's a lot of commonalities with people who are in the media and communications. And if you do not have, you know, substantiation of what it is that you are offering an opinion about or some sort of vision, and it goes by the wayside, the thing is that is annoying to me is they still continue to put people, you know, in front of the camera and give them place. It's like, look at, you know, like Richard Blumenthal during the Kavanaugh, which of all people, I mean, I think it's quite interesting. I often find that people self-indict. And Richard Blumenthal, you know, talked about, well, you know, if you're untruthful in one thing, it means untruthful in others, right? And you're saying, Richard Blumenthal said this, you know? Are you kidding me? And so,
the president calls him Denang Dick. He has such a way with words.
Yes.
And you're right. The left, you know, we all knew that there was all this kind of shady stuff going on. But when they looked at Judge Kavanaugh's life and his record and could find nothing to disqualify him, right at the end, they threw this kind of hand grenade, you know, with the idea that maybe it would blow up his nomination, and thankfully it didn't. I think it did something that almost nothing else could do, and that is that it unified the Republican Party, because there's basically three Republican parties, and they don't cooperate.
Right.
The first is what I would call the establishment, you know, the Bushes and Romney and that whole group, and then you've got the Tea Party, which has been pretty marginalized, but it certainly exists. And then you've got the Trump Republicans. You know, that's the way it's going. But can you believe how Mitch McConnell and Senator Lindsey Graham and others got right behind the president, and they showed a little bit of backbone.
I was going to say they discovered
again, like they do it again and again.
They discovered their spine in the process. That's a good thing. We're talking with Stephen Strang. We got more from Stephen after the break. Stay with us, America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez Live.
Back with the America as promised. Bill Martinez here. Stephen Strang is with us, the CEO of Charisma Media and founder of Charisma Magazine. We're talking about his soon-to-be-released book, Trump Aftershock, The President's Seismic Impact on Culture and Faith in America. To your point, I agree with you, Stephen, as we were saying before the break, and that is that Donald, this is what leadership does. It emboldens people. It causes them to reach beyond themselves. I mean, when you look at what Donald Trump has done, I think one, to me, one of the exciting effects has been what he has done to you know, every American, they're dreaming big dreams again. I mean, I talk to, you know, small banks all the time, or even bigger banks, and they tell me, Bill, small business activity in this country is off the charts. Well, who's doing that but Donald Trump? Because he's telling people, look, you got a fair chance to win. I'm working hard for you. Those big dreams that you put on the, you know, you put on the shelf 8 years ago, dust them off, man. Come on in. The water's fine. We're going to do this together. And it's exciting. Because I think about, again, the human potential and what we're here for, Stephen, in honoring and glorifying God. It's not to be mediocre, it's to be excellent because of the glory of God and His promises.
Well, I agree with you 100%. And in addition to what you said, He's taken regulations off of business.
Yes.
And cut the taxes. You know, I'm a small businessman, my media company, and we have to make certain decisions based on regulations and all the paperwork, and are we going to do this or that, and what is the tax ramifications? And Donald Trump has done a lot to make it easier for businesses to grow and to prosper. And these are just some of the aftershocks, some of the results of this amazing leader who is anything but perfect, even by his own admission. Mm-hmm. But I think he's a disruptor. He has disrupted the deep state, which I go into in my book. He's mm-hmm. disrupted the status quo in the Republican Party. I mean, we can go right down the line. He's a disruptor.
Right.
And with the way the country was going, in my opinion, we needed a disruptor like Donald Trump. Now, I didn't recognize it initially. I wrote mm-hmm. about this and got it, Donald Trump. I was a Ted Cruz guy.
Right.
But I came around and just saw that Donald Trump was the one person who could stop Hillary Clinton. And, you know, we weren't sure he was going to keep his word. A lot of politicians say a lot of stuff to get elected, and when they get in office, they do exactly the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
He has kept his word, and that is a character trait that you don't see in politicians very often. But Donald Trump has that trait. And, of course, I delve into this in the book, Trump Aftershock.
Well, and look what the Democrats are doing. I mean, you know, James O'Keefe and his citizen journalist, Project Veritas, what they've been able to expose. I mean, they've gone to the underbelly of the Democratic Party here, and they're talking to people and saying, wait, what you're saying here is basically a lie. Oh, we have to lie because we're trying to get those moderate Republicans. They'll never come to us. You know, once we get elected, then we'll do what it is that we were going to do. And, you know, I think it's quite ironic that here you've got the Democratic Party moving hard towards socialism, which is unsubstantiated from a standpoint that, tell me empirically, Stephen, anywhere in the history of mankind that socialism has worked.
Never. And capitalism and democracy and a democratic republic like we have has worked.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not perfect, but no system is perfect. But compared to socialism, I don't understand how reasonable, logical people can think that. You know, they mm-hmm. get into some kind of mindset with class warfare and, you know, the rich against the poor and all that kind of stuff. And unfortunately, that appeals to certain people. But I believe that Donald Trump is helping to change that. I believe, I'm going on the record in several venues to say mm-hmm. I believe there will be a red wave in the midterms.
Mm-hmm.
The book actually comes out on the day of the midterms, and,
right.
you know, we knew that, and we knew we did not know the outcome of it, so we right. just didn't talk about the midterms, because whoever wins the Senate and the House, the aftershocks, the accomplishments that this president has done will continue. The regulations will still be off the books. The embassy will still be in Jerusalem. Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh will still be on the Supreme Court, and I could go right down the line.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is why, you know, as the president said, why would you fire somebody who's doing a good job? You know, and again, I've maintained that this president was an anomaly in 2016. He continues to be an anomaly. The mainstream media wants to believe what they want to believe, and so do the Democrats, and they're giddy about putting the gavel back in the hands of Nancy Pelosi, who says, look at what you've got to look forward to. I mean, she's telling the people that, look, you elect us, and we're going to impeach 45. We're going to impeach Kavanaugh. We're going to investigate like never before. And we're going to resist this president until we can get our hands back on the reins of government. And as Hillary Clinton said, then you'll have civility back in the culture.
I know, it's scary. I hope that people will wake up and go to the polls. A lot of times, you know, nice, God-fearing, patriotic people stay home because they're busy with their lives and they figure everything's going to be okay. But this time, we cannot afford to stay home. We have to go to the polls, and we have to keep these people from taking power because they've shown how they will govern with the Kavanaugh hearings and also with what you said. You also may be interested to know that I actually talked to the president last month.
Mm-hmm.
He found out about the book because I've been trying to do interview. I've been trying to get a sit-down interview with him, which I'm hoping will happen either next week or the following week.
Mm-hmm.
And I was expecting to get a call from the White House about, you know, whether or not the interview would be set up. And his secretary called me, and she said, "Do you have time to talk to the president?" Well, what do you think I said?
What?
Of course. And suddenly he was on the line. I had no preparation at all, but I told him that my book is no puff piece, but there's no book that documents better the accomplishments of what he's done. There are 542 footnotes, and, you know, people can decide for themselves. I'm trying to report, because I am a journalist, I'm trying to report what happened fairly, accurately, with documentation. And I believe that it will help people to understand, even people that are already on the Trump train. They'll find out a lot of stuff they didn't know. And people who maybe still have some question marks about Trump can just read the facts and see that this is really a president who's doing everything he can to try to make America great again.
Stephen, as you say, being a small businessman, I'm right with you as well. It is so important to have the team all together, united, working in the same direction. Could you imagine, I mean, here Donald Trump, we're at 4.2% in the economy. We could even get closer to 5% before the year's up, GDP-wise. We've got, 7.1 million jobs that have been created. In spite of the resistance, in spite of the naysayers and those anti-Trumpers, look, I get it that you hate Donald Trump. All that's, you know, that's fine and well. I'm sorry for you that you would waste good human energy to absolutely hate somebody like this. But, don't, you know, you can't find it in your heart to love America even more, that you would want the best for America, that you could come alongside, like, you know, Lindsey Graham and some of the other Republicans who finally said, Mitch McConnell, as you mentioned earlier, that said, you know what? This guy's got the goods. I mean, he may not be the guy that I've chosen, but he's the guy that God's given us right now, and he's making things happen, and I'm going to get behind him and support him, and look what Mitch McConnell's a hero now because he believed in Donald Trump, and look what he did, you know, in getting Gorsuch on, you know, on the Supreme Court and everything that he had to go through for Kavanaugh, and much credit is given to him, and this really elevates Mitch McConnell's legacy beyond otherwise it would have been.
I agree. And in addition to the two Supreme Court justices, there, Trump has appointed a record number of federal judges, and it kind of went below the radar last week. Mitch McConnell got a whole bunch of them approved, I guess on the last day before they did a recess for the election.
Right.
And I really admire him for that. And But also, President Trump was strong. He did not back down from Kavanaugh. George W. Bush, in my opinion, would have backed down in a New York second.
You're exactly
when
right.
There was pushback. Kavanaugh, to his credit, he stood up there. Lesser men would have said, you know what, I did not sign up for all this abuse. I'm out of here. Mm-hmm. But they stood strong, and the Republicans came through, and he's on the Supreme Court now.
Stephen Strang, we got to leave it right there. Stephen, thank you so much. Journalist, author of the soon-to-be-released Trump Aftershock, The President's Seismic Impact on Culture and Faith in America. Stephen, is always a blessing.
On Amazon, and soon it will be in bookstores everywhere.
And, of course, we'll feature and link it like we did the last one on BillMartinezLive.com.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information.
information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Day 14 of the partial government shutdown that's affecting over 800,000 government workers. Last night, the new Democrat-controlled House approved a package of funding bills, but they do not include money for President Trump's border wall, so they're unlikely to advance. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says President Trump is doing the right thing by insisting on that border wall funding.
Border security is an important part of American sovereignty and keeping Americans safe. There is a central role to make sure that we know who's coming in and what is coming into our country, and President Trump is doing the right thing.
President Trump hosting congressional leaders for another meeting at the White House about it today, but no breakthroughs are expected. The December jobs report from the government just out, the U.S. adding 312,000 jobs last month. The jobless rate ticked up slightly to 3.9%. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
We don't see color here. We just love America. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, there's such power in the cross, and it really does have the final word. You know, when Jesus was hanging there and he says, it is finished. Boy, there was so much profundity to that final sentence, it is finished. Boy, and that is, you know, the base of the song, that the cross does have the final word. So if you are in need of the final word in your life, I would say that you would find it there at the foot of the cross. This is Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day, 27 minutes before the top of the hour. We're trying to connect with our guest, Kenny Luck, former pastor out of Saddleback Church. And he has written a book called Dangerous Good, which challenges men to aggressively live out their faith. And there's a reason about it. Dangerous, I guess, in the sense that, it is outside of the normal. Anytime we're outside of that nine-dot paradigm, we can get a little uncomfortable. And others, you know, when you go back, talk about the cross, when you go back to the founding of our faith, what was it? It was quite dangerous to be against, to go against the traditions of the time. People were being killed. I mean, here in America, people are being chased out of restaurants and, being condemned and accused in false ways. But, we should be encouraged that this is a time that an opportunity, I should say, and a time and place, an opportunity for us, of people of faith, to really live out the faith and be that light and be that encouragement to others who are lost. We know because of what we believe in, if we really believe it. And that is the question. And sometimes we don't know that we believe until, you know, people are in our face and challenging us and threatening us, and they want us out of restaurants, they want us out of our lives. But you should be encouraged by, you know, what others are saying. You know, as I draw reference once again to that Gallup poll, was out, you know, over a year ago. And secular America was saying, hey, where are the people of faith? You know, we have lost our way. We need a moral compass. And they are crying out for the people of faith, saying, where are they? Well, you kicked them off the bus. And we're not even on the bus anymore. We're not even in the back of the bus. We're off the bus. And then you're saying, where are they? Well, you left them way behind many, many years ago. And, you know, you wanted the Ten Commandments out of your schools, and you got the Ten Commandments out of your schools. Now look what's happening to our school system. Look what's happening to our kids. It's absolutely heartbreaking. But nobody wants to take responsibility for that. But I would say for people of faith, because you know how it ends, and because of your faith, you should fight. And you should fight for the very souls of your neighbors, you know, your children's, your own children, the neighbor's children. You know, the next generation that is coming up, I mean, what kind of, you know, secular education are they going to be exposed to? When we know the things that we believe in, that's the challenge today, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Kenny Luck joins us now. We were able to track him down. See, Kenny, you can run, but you can't hide, because we've got ways to track you down.
Yeah, I know. My tracker went off. I got electrical shock.
Is that what happens?
Stopped right in my tracks, Bill.
Well, hey, I'm glad we were able to get your attention, because we needed you here. I could only cover for so long, you know, to talk about your book.
And you did a fantastic job. I mean, you sounded very prophetic and challenging, and you hit the nail on the head when you were talking about people of faith rising and the circumstances around us culturally, where we're kind of in a cul-de-sac, and your options get limited when your backs are against the wall. You can just wave the white flag. You can say, I'm going to fight to the death, or you can pick a hole in the line and break through and live to fight another day. But I love the way that you put it. It's not a time for dabbling against the dark backdrop of what's happening all around us. It's a time to shine. And I feel like for people of faith, this is the exact right time. Culture has thrown us a blue dot softball to stand out and to shine the light of Christ in today's culture.
Well, you know, you think of our founding and what Jesus went through, and he very clearly said, hey, look, it wasn't like they threw a party for me and it was fun and games when I was around. You know, look what they've done to me. I put him on a cross. So, follow me. You know, so,
yeah.
You know, but by comparison, it is, you know, it's a hangnail of pain compared to what our Lord and Savior went through. And he was the first. And he said, follow me. But look what he gave, the evidence that he gave, he left behind. I mean, if he was still there in the grave, if all the promises that he fulfilled were broken promises, you know, we'd have something to argue about. But, you know, when you know that he's batting 1,000%, and even prophetically, you speak of the prophetic, you know, about 2/3 of prophecy has been fulfilled, all at 1,000% batting average.
That's
so right. I often ask people, I said, well, what do you think the chances are God's going to keep hitting 1,000% for the remaining 1/3?
No, that's right. And, you know, and that's our hope. That's where we need to connect, in particular in this book, masculinity to eternity, where in the spirit of William Wilberforce, in the spirit of Martin Luther King, in the spirit of Abraham Lincoln, in the spirit of those of John Wesley and Jonathan Edwards and those wonderful men who connected their purpose on earth and their geography and their time and their historical context to rise and to accept the call of their hour. That's why I wrote Dangerous Good. You know, we have about 2.3 to 2.5 billion Christians on the planet, which means we have about 600 million to 700 million Christian men walking the planet. What would happen if we stopped being affiliated to Christ and got activated and filled with his spirit and in the spirit of Christ, who said, the spirit of the Lord is upon me and he's anointed me to do good. And against this cultural backdrop, you know, unequivocal good that makes suffering go down is relevant. And in an hour when the church is struggling, when to be relevant, to have a voice, and people are retreating, here's an amazing opportunity, especially for men in this context of hashtag Me Too and toxic masculinity and all this junk going on there in the news cycle, for men to rise, to form fellowships, to gather around their identity, let their identity inform their energy and lead to an expression that is aggressively good in their local homes and community.
Mm-hmm. And that's an excellent point, and this is the fulfillment of the vision and what Jesus died for and why God created us, Kenny. But, you know, the thing that comes to mind in reading your book is that we find ourselves, I'm talking about men here, that we're out of, what I would say, out of order. Spiritual authority has been cast aside. You know, we forget that, you know, some people want to dive in and be critical of the church. And I said, wait a minute, you know, it's okay to question this a little bit here and to ask some questions, but make sure you're asking the right questions. But if you're just being stubborn because nobody is the boss of you, I want you to remember what Jesus said and why he established the church to begin with. He said it would be such a powerful force that the gates of hell could not prevail against it. I gotta pause there for a moment and say, wait a minute, first of all, our Lord and Savior, who proved himself time and time again, 1,000%, as I said, he's speaking, and he says, hey, look at the church. I'm establishing the church. Gates of hell cannot come against it. That's pretty powerful there. The other thing he says, oh, yeah, by the way, I got to get out of the way that the Holy Spirit would come to empower you to fulfill your God-given destiny. Wow. What a vision, right? And so if we grab a hold of that, Kenny, I believe...
There you go.
Then we're ignited. We got that power force behind us to do that dangerous good that you've written about.
That's right.
Am I there? Am I with you?
No, you're right on. That's what the book is about. It's about spirit-empowered masculinity. So you nailed it on the head. That's Jesus, and that's the men of Pentecost.
We're going to pick it up from there when we come back. Stay with us. Kenny Locke is with us. I'm Bill Martinez Live. This is Bill Martinez, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit BillMartinezLive.com for products like Lumines from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products by renowned physicians to help with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse's medical advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See it all for yourself at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Jeunesse banner. Why not start today to live, feel, and be young again?
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$100,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Letting you know about it before the defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez, live.
Like us fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon, Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Men, listen up. We've bought into a big lie. That's what's happened here in our culture today. One of our most popular authors who's been with us, in fact, he's due to come back here shortly, Andy Andrews, wrote a book, How Do You Kill 11 Million People? And it was about the Holocaust and World War II and Germany. And the proposition was, is you get people to buy into a lie. Adolf Hitler knew it couldn't be a little lie. It had to be a big lie. The bigger the lie, the better. And the big lie that's being thrust upon America today has to do about men. Go back to what the Bible says, and we're reminded how you take over a power or you take over an institution. So you tie up the strong men. And what's being tied up here, you and me, guys, we're the men. We're the protectors of our families. We've been tied up. We've been tied up with this lie of the culture that says it's all about the woman's body. Well, what about the men? What about the father's heart? I keep saying, Kenny Luck, that there is a huge cry yet to be heard across our land, and that cry will be the result of men across the country realizing that it may be their wife's body or the girlfriend's body, but it's their children that have died. And we hear of that cry that went out from the women there during the time of Herod when he wanted to kill Jesus and heard of the baby Jesus. And you hear that scream coming out of that land of women having their babies executed. But I say here what is coming is a cry from men. The men, the ones where big boys aren't supposed to cry, are going to cry like you have never seen before when they come into the reality and they're willing to deal with the fact that they participated in the death of their children.
Yeah, it's when you study what you just described, men participating in the deaths of their children and how father deprivation is the sociological term for that, that aspect of our culture is a more reliable predictor for violence, criminal activity, incarceration, rape, school dropout rates, suicides, adolescents in psychiatric hospitals, adolescent runaways. That is a better predictor. Mm-hmm. Father deprivation, men abandoning the family, abandoning their place in the family, then race, then environment, and poverty. And we've institutionalized it, Bill. We've bought the lie, and we have accepted this cultural narrative that has, as a reaction to aggressive feminism, kind of the pendulum has swung, and it's created this type of man I would call omega male. It's not broken alpha male who's strong but doesn't have any character. It's this omega male, and he's soft and he's not strong, and now culture is tired of him. And now culture is looking for tough and tender leadership and loving, courageous, and compassionate. Who is that? That's Jesus Christ.
Right.
That's what culture is looking for. And that's the prophetic times we're living in, where the pendulum has swung one way, the pendulum has swung back the other way, and now spirit-empowered men are in high demand but low supply, but God is raising up his sons all over the world to shine bright. But there's going to be a big blowback, I will tell you that.
Well, no question. I mean, that's already happening. If you think not, just think about this Supreme Court nominee that is on the horizon that we'll hear about tonight. This is all part and parcel of what you talk about. A little bit of Kenny's background real quick here. He is the founder of Every Man Ministries. He's the host of Every Man Show podcast, leadership pastor at Crossline Church in Laguna Hills, California. I just came from the West Coast, three-digit degree temperature heat going on there. Just a little bit of hell hitting Southern California. Yeah, it usually happens in August, but it came a little bit early this year.
Yeah.
And so, but it was just to get me ready to come east. It's not quite three digits, about 85, so it's kind of mild by East Coast standards. But prior to Coastline, Kenny was the men's pastor at Saddleback Church with Rick Warren in Lake Forest, California. You can go to his website, everymanministries.com. To join in on the fight, and as we say, and as I said earlier, Kenny, men need to, you know, they may be waking up to this challenge. The Spirit is moving in them, and I want to encourage them that they need to get into order, and part of getting into that order is they've got to be around, first of all, find a church. Find a Bible-believing church that you can get your hooks into and get your root in deep. Get alongside other men who are feeling the Spirit. You will know, because birds of a feather flock together. And
right.
Be accountable to them. I got to tell you, Kenny, I miss Promise Keepers. I thought what Coach McDonald had started, and of course a lot of blowback, as you said, happened to that ministry. And unfortunately, it went by the wayside. But I still think the movement, the very core of that movement is still there, because there are still many men to this day. We talk about E-teams. We talk about Promise Keepers. We talk about those events that happened in Coliseums. But what I sense God was saying is that I'm not going to be constrained in a Coliseum. I want to be ignited to encompass the entire world. And this is the opportunity for a time such as this, that the male figures, the men, as you laid out, Kenny, when you consider every bit of history from day one on forward, when the men bail out, boy, empires have fallen.
Well, when you look at the Bible and you look at that singular statement that the Apostle Paul makes, where he says, just as through the disobedience of the one man, many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of the one man, many will be made righteous. You see the blast zone of the singular choices of two men, massive consequences from two simple choices. And we look at today and we say to ourselves, based on that picture presented in the Bible of creation, fall, and redemption, two men, two choices, two gardens of temptation. And we look at the men today on the planet and you go, either you're in Adam bringing death, or you're in Christ and you're bringing life. Either you're under the control of the world, the flesh, and the devil, or you're under the control of the Holy Spirit bringing life. And when we see God's Spirit flood into a community of men who are seeking God, what we see is people having their loads reduced, people having their pain relieved, people having their souls reached, people having their spirits raised. That's Jesus Christ. That's the men of Pentecost. And in today's culture, a spirit-empowered man looking like Christ will address the injustices that broken culture can't fix, because Jesus walked into a culture that said, thank God I'm not a woman, thank God I'm not a kid, thank God I'm not a Gentile. And he flipped it on its head, and he started defending and protecting women, raised the value of children, and said, let them come, and he touched them and blessed them. And then he didn't pre-qualify others on the basis of race in terms of who's the gospel for. Now, if we are followers of Jesus as men, that's what masculinity looks like.
See, and we've been taught otherwise, and that's what the culture would want us to believe, to its own detriment. And this is what's happening. And Kenny, like you said, I like you, I've been going, okay, what is it going to take? What voice is going to break through this clutter? And the sense that I've had is that it's not necessarily going to be one voice as much as it would be voices that point to one voice. And that's what you're saying.
I'm saying that if you're on planet Earth at this moment and you're listening to Bill and I talk and you claim an affiliation with Christ, then we have to ask ourselves, what does Christ likeness look like in the open?
Yes.
Not self-styled Christianity, not some cultural version, not Las Vegas Christianity where everything that happens in church stays at church.
Yeah, right.
It's a Christianity that is public, simple, strong, in the open, aggressive in a positive way, in that it's not strength without character, it's strength with character and compassion, and it goes against the narrative of the activism that is out there and does unequivocal good for our wives, children, communities, and neighborhoods. But it's got to be public.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be in the open. And it's
right.
Got to be unashamed. And you're not doing anyone any favors, guys, by gabbling, by being a good guy. Being a good guy, being a nice guy, that serves no one but you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not serving people. It just keeps you separate from the thugs and the bad guys and the guys in the news cycle. We need spirit-empowered men who are moving the kingdom of God forward in tangible, visible ways through the church.
And being aggressive, that, Kenny, that's in all of us men. God wired us to be aggressive. I mean, we go after the hills, we go after the adventure,
yeah.
We love beauty, all those things that is just intrinsic to our manhood. And what you're saying is, yes, it's okay. It's more than okay. It's in your nature to express that. So you can be aggressive with it, regardless of what the culture would tell you that you're not to be aggressive.
Absolutely, Bill.
You're not designed to be genteel, men, okay? That is not your nature. God did not create you that way. We are the Peters. We are the Pauls. You know, we are the Jesus Christ if we're connected and we're in order. I mean, it is an exciting time, and Kenny, I'm excited to read your book because I think this is going to be a great encouragement for men to step out and realize that the leader that they're following comes with precedent and with power and God's very own blessing. Does he not?
Amen. Amen.
Well,
amen.
The coming revolution
didn't turn up the...
Go ahead.
No, Jesus didn't change the male culture of his time by being nice or tolerant. He disrupted it and launched a new wave that you described, Bill. And it's through aggressively loving God and people in the open.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book